Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president-elect chooses his Secretary of Defense. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked retired Marine General James Mattis as his defense secretary. If Mattis were to be approved, Congress would have to waive a law that requires the defense secretary to be retired from active service for at least 7 years. Mattis has been retired for only three. Among other subjects, Mr. Trump spoke about late Thursday in Cincinnati, Ohio, where U.S. companies that open facilities abroad.
And I'm asking all companies to keep their jobs in America, and we will work to make America a better environment for workers and businesses. And we will crack down on all foreign trade abuses that undermine your ability and your company's ability to compete. Those days are over when those companies are going to leave.
Mr. Trump headed to the U.S. heartland, celebrating with some of the voters who are sending him to the White House in January. People dancing in the streets of the Gambia capital of Banjul after Gambia's Electoral Commission announced that opposition candidate Adama Barrow has won an upset victory in the country's presidential poll, beating longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. The Independent Electoral Commission announced Friday that Barrow won 263,000 votes. Now, that was 45% of the total, while Jammeh took about 36%. A third candidate came in with 17%. There was no immediate statement from Jammeh. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations says some 31,500 civilians have fled eastern Aleppo since Syrian government forces captured more than one-third of the rebel-held besieged territory earlier this week. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the United Nations in Geneva.
Jens Laerke, the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says some people fleeing eastern Aleppo reportedly are experiencing difficulties and in some cases putting their lives in danger.
We have reports that some men and boys have been detained when crossing into government-controlled areas. We also have reports that some people trying to move have been shot at, resulting in death and injuries.
Laerke says there also are reports of rebel groups trying to prevent civilians from leaving eastern Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Reports say temperatures are falling and it's critical to rapidly provide shelter so the displaced can withstand the freezing cold. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has apologized to the people of Haiti more than 6 years after UN peacekeepers were blamed for causing a deadly cholera epidemic there.
The United Nations deeply regrets the loss of life and suffering caused by the cholera outbreak in Haiti. On behalf of the United Nations, I want to say very clearly, we apologize to the Haitian people.
More than 9,000 people died of the disease and some 800,000 became ill. Elsewhere with the United Nations, they want to provide $1 billion worth of supplies to victims of Boko Haram jihadists in northeast Nigeria next year as part of its humanitarian response plan for 2017. The hope is that the aid will reach nearly 7 million people who've been affected by the militant group's insurgency, which has killed more than 15,000 people and forced more than 2 million to flee their homes over a 7-year period. President Obama last night marked his final time to light the national Christmas tree.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey! Merry Christmas, everybody!
Mr. Obama offered a wish that Americans will care for the sick, the hungry, and the downtrodden this holiday season and treat one another as they would want to be treated, the president said. The message rounds out his family's Christian faith and that of Americans of all backgrounds. Mr. Obama reflected on his 8 years in office and said the U.S. is a country that has come back from economic crisis, wars, and national tragedies. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.